Unit 2. The United States had many famous presidents. People from other countries know the names Washington, Lincoln, and Kennedy. But there are many presidents who are not well known in other parts of the world. Here are some of them. John Adams was the second president after George Washington. He believed that only people who were well born could be leaders. He thought that leaders had to have a lot of money and a good education. But there were many people who did not think so, and they began to think that a leader should come from the people. Adams was the first president to live in the White House. It wasn't finished, so the president and his wife had to hang their laundry in the East Room. Today, presidents have important parties in this room. Adams' son, John Quincy Adams, also became president, the country's sixth. President Jackson had very little education. In fact, he could not read and write well. When important papers came to Jackson, he asked someone about it. If he thought a paper was all right, he wanted to write "all correct" on it. But he didn't know how to spell, so he wrote "all correct." After a while, he wrote it as "okay." There is another story about this word. Van Buren, the eighth president, was born in Kinderhook, New York. Van Buren's friends made a club to help him to become president. They called the club the Old Kinderhook Club, and anyone who worked for Van Buren was called OK. We don't know which is true, but both stories are interesting. The 21st president was Chester Alan Arthur. He also worked hard to make his country a better place. Arthur was so honest that it was hard to find anything to complain about. Of course, people always find something. People complained that he made the White House too modern. William Taft became the 27th president by winning easily in 1908. Taft was the largest man ever to be president. He once said that the White House was the lonesomest place in the world. He was a quiet man and a great leader.